News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 10th of January, Anno Domini 2004, and you lucky people, you're listening to Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linson.
And we'll be giving you some news, views, stuff you can use all the way up until 2 o'clock this afternoon. And we're also going to talk a little bit about the accident.
Yeah, a little bit of an accident right now. Actually, a big accident on 490 eastbound near South Winton Road. It's shut down right now. It could be shut down as long as 1:30-ish.
490 shut down, not Winton.
That's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, I should clarify that. Accident there. It's involving a state trooper. The trooper okay, but the road is shut down, so troopers can investigate that accident. Best bet, stay away from that area for now. We'll keep you updated throughout the afternoon.
Best bet, stay home. Start a fire.
And listen to soundbites.
Put your feet up, have a hot toddy, and listen to soundbites. We're going to start
what
with...
What is in a hot toddy?
Who cares?
As long as it's not hot.
I'm alcoholic and tasty. That's right, exactly.
Oh, okay.
That all accounts.
All right.
We're going to start the news, and we're going to start with Steve, because there's a whole lot of Apple news.
Whole lot of Apple news, yes. Apple celebrated Macworld this week and kicked off the beginning of the 20th anniversary of the Macintosh. January 24th, 1984, was the beginning of the Macintosh era. I guess that's the M-E.
Do not get him started.
Don't even go there.
What's this system on?
Don't even think.
One of the first things
that operating system would even come near this laptop.
Well, you have to run it to at least know how to answer the question.
No, you don't. Easy.
Yeah,
it
first question.
Run.
It doesn't work. Get a new OS.
Yeah. Get a new OS.
But so at Macworld, Jobs kicked off the 20th anniversary of the Macintosh by rerunning the original 1984 commercial. That was directed by the then almost unknown Ridley Scott, who's become you know the king of weird directing, basically.
You're right.
And so they reran the commercial, and they had added an iPod to the runner's shorts. So a little iPod on her shorts, 20 years later. And they also had Lee Crow, who was the a director at Shot Day, who came up with the original concept for it. He was in the audience, so that came over real big. There were a lot of interesting announcements from Apple themselves on new products. Nothing major, which disappointed a lot of people. But Apple has basically said we're not going to use trade shows to introduce major products because everyone then waits for the trade show and stops buying the old versions.
Right.
So, excuse me, whenever a new version is ready, they'll release it. What they did release this time was a mini iPod, the iPod Mini, available in 5 different colors, silver, gold, blue, pink, and green.
Except they're all pastel colors, so it's not really...
Well, there's already mods on the Internet on how to paint it yourself.
Excellent.
And companies also selling the original iPods in other colors. The iPod Mini is 3.5 ounces. It is really, really small and light. And it still has a hard drive. It's using a 4-gig hard drive. We think it's the Hitachi... micro drive that they bought from IBM a few years ago.
The 1.8 inch.
No, smaller than 1.8 inch. This is a 1-inch drive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice.
The larger iPods now use the 1.8 inch drives.
Right.
So the 4-gigabyte hard drive could store up to 1,000 songs, and it's retailing for $249, which competes with the high-end flash-based MP3 players. So a 256 or 512 meg MP3 player for about $250 in that $200 to $250 range versus the 4,000 meg iPod Mini at the $250 range.
Yeah, but that's not a lot cheaper than a regular iPod.
Right, that's the big concern now is that for $50 more, you get the 15-gig full-sized iPod.
Right.
So it's we're expecting maybe a price drop on the Mini or some people just like the smaller version better than the higher capacity.
Suppose. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hollywood's best releases are at the Regal Cinemas, now offering the Crown Club Loyalty Program. Free membership, fast registration, earn free movies and concession items every time just for seeing your favorite movie. Gift certificates also available. They never expire and can be used for box office or concession purchases at over 400 Regal Cinemas nationwide. Stadium seating, amazing digital sound, senior specials, Super Saver discount tickets. Catch all the new releases at the Regal Cinema at Eastview Marketplace or Culver Ridge. See you at the movies.
Just when you need a price break, Lauer's Furniture presents their spectacular January Jubilee. Your opportunity for quality home furnishings at very special January savings. Lauer's Furniture at 3300 Monroe Avenue wants you to experience the pride of owning fine furniture at savings of 20 to 50% on select special buys, floor samples, and unique one-of-a-kinds in every department. Choose from a wide selection of savings in living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, leather, occasional, and more. Lauer's is also reducing all accessories by 30%. Some accessories are 80% off. Save 10% off all special orders. Take advantage of 12-month free financing to qualified buyers and free delivery during our great January Jubilee. Register to win a $500 gift certificate, no purchase necessary. So hurry into Lauer's, Rochester's finest, for our January Jubilee going on now. Just shop, relax, and enjoy the savings. Lauer's Furniture, 3300 Monroe Avenue in Pittsburgh Place Mall. And Lauer's, your home.
But I'm so cold.
Let's go to my house for Ovaltine Hot.
All right, Ovaltine Hot, come on.
The kids will be back soon. Let's make them rich chocolate Ovaltine Hot.
Great idea.
Dave's mom's making
creamy, chocolatey Ovaltine Hot.
Yeah!
Oh, Ovaltine's made with milk.
Yeah, so Ovaltine's creamier than ordinary hot cocoa and full of vitamins and minerals. Swiss Miss and Carnation aren't.
Mom, we're here.
Who wants Ovaltine Hot?
Me!
Let's make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
When I fell, my doctor didn't give me Tylenol. She gave me Advil.
I was surprised. My doctor gave me Advil for my back.
Advil is my doctor's choice for muscle pain.
Truth is, doctors nationwide choose the advanced medicine in Advil most for tough muscle pain, strains, and sprains. Advil gives you better relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Now I always make sure I have Advil in the house.
For better relief, advance to Advil.
The following is a special offer for those people who have teeth. If you have teeth, you're eligible to buy the Doctor's Night Guard, designed specifically for people with teeth to help cushion the nightly grinding that comes from stress or force of habit. And because you fit it yourself, you will save money and quite possibly even your teeth. So please take advantage of this special offer. Go to the oral care section, show them your teeth, and pick up the Doctor's Night Guard and relieve the nightly grind.
We've talked about a retirement home at the lake.
Buying a camper.
Living in the south of France.
Talking retirement? Talk to your State Farm agent. They have a variety of options, including annuities that can provide guaranteed income and flexible payouts.
What about our original plan?
What's that?
Become rock stars and retire early.
We live where you live.
Planning for tomorrow? Call today.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Providing insurance and financial services.
Listen to the Wham Morning News for the Good Samaritan Vehicle, a service of Monroe Muffler Break-In Service and News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest-running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And we're back with a little more news. We're going to go to Dave now.
Yeah, I'm Nick.
Okay.
Steve already went.
Steve went. Now it's Dave.
All right.
Although I do have about 50 more pages.
I know
news.
You do.
All right. The timing on this was really off.
Yeah?
Yeah, it should have come out like in November. All right. They are now going to have, you know, one of the biggest complaints of folks is, you know, if they've got beverages or that near their keyboards and that, and what usually happens?
Knock them over, ruin your keyboard.
Ruin your keyboard. They are now coming out with the first virtual laser keyboard.
I so want one of those.
This or you can get a so cool
keyboard cover thing.
Yeah, that's not nearly as cool.
Literally,
as
yeah. Folks, what this is it's like a hologram, and you can see it's projected down onto your desktop. Of course, the next thing, Ari automatically came up with another idea. They got to come up with a little pad,
right?
Just wide enough to be your keyboard, you know, flat, so you can sit there and it projects a hologram image of your keyboard onto your desktop, and you type.
How cool is
that? You ready for this? Only $100 to start out with.
Yeah.
Right.
The problem with it, of course, is that it's going to fatigue the hand to be tapping on the thing instead of the.
That's what I'm saying. If you get a pad, you get like a mouse pad, longer.
Yeah.
And that wide, and it just.
I so want one of these.
It projects. I already told Dan, one of my tech, Dan, and his friend Rudy. Happened to come across. I said, we got to get one. As soon as they come out, they're supposed to be out in 2 months, and it's iBiz Technology Corporation is planning to bring out its first virtual laser keyboard to the market in the first quarter of this year. Now, they're even going to have a version for cell phones that will be available in the fourth quarter.
Cool. See, that's actually useful because you can't, like, adding phone numbers and stuff on the stupid keypad press.
You usually just wait till they call and then say save.
Oh, right, exactly. That's stupid.
But this is
call me when you get that in. I want to see it.
Yeah, $99.99 right now. Of course, you know, like anything else when they first come out. But I think this is really going to catch on because of the fact you don't have to worry about spilling or having things go around your computer. Because folks, in the morning, you know, they want their cup of coffee and they're sitting there relaxing and checking their emails, and if it gets knocked over on the keyboard, there goes the keyboard.
That's right. I usually carry bottles that have caps on them.
Right.
But this keyboard is going to be cool.
Yeah, years and years ago, companies like IBM and Atari had their chiclet keyboards that were solid, so you couldn't spill into
IBM.
It, but it was harder to push. And then I remember one furniture company had this executive walnut leather desk. You know, it was like thousands of dollars for this beautiful desk. But the keyboard was actually carved into the wood with sensors under the desk.
Yeah. Cool.
So it was already there for you and solid, and you couldn't spill anything on it.
How cool is that? All right, speaking of being a few months late, as you may remember, we had a real problem with the blaster worm, MS Blast. Started spreading last August, believed to have spread to hundreds of thousands of systems. Microsoft, this week, released a removal tool for it.
They had a patch for it when it first came out.
The problem is...
Symantec and McAfee had removal tools months ago.
Right. The problem is that while... basically, most corporations have cleaned up the worm. Microsoft has found that a large number of home users are still unknowingly infected. So they're putting out their own patch. So you may find you're getting another update, and that patch will clean up the blaster worm. And that's nice. It 6 months is, enough time for it to age properly. I hope you're all sitting down. There's been a study. Washington Post reported on Tuesday that America's new anti-spam law seems to be ineffective. I hope you were sitting.
Duh. That's like one hand clapping, folks.
That's exactly right.
There have already been a few people sued over it or arrested and attempted prosecution and you know, millions of dollars in fines possible, but...
Well, but since the new law went into effect on January 1st, spam filtering companies and internet providers are reporting very little change in the spam patterns. Spam accounts for roughly 60% of all email traffic, with costs to fight it exceeding $10 billion a year. The only real change these companies are seeing since the law went into effect is it's driving the spammers offshore. Duh.
Check the tapes. I think we predicted that.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. We said that months ago. AOL says that of the roughly 2.4 billion pieces of spam, billions and billions of pieces of spam it blocks every day.
A day. A billion a day.
2.4 billion a day. There's been a roughly a 10% shift in their origins to overseas-based internet addresses. So... it's getting kind of ridiculous. Now that I'm no longer I'm not teaching a distance learning course this quarter, so I now block everything that comes from Russia, China, you know, any overseas country, so I'm much happier about it. Get to the phones in just a moment. Before we do, I just want to remind you that we have a trivia question every week. This week's fabulous prize is your very own personalized copy of Star Office 7. Courtesy of our friends at Serverware Corporation, Jack Pruitt there was kind enough to give us some copies of this. I think we're running out of them here, Jack. Anyway, Star Office 7 is a replacement for Microsoft Office. It's a word processor, a spreadsheet, a presentation program, a vector graphics program, a drawing program. It's got kind of everything in it. It costs $70 if you don't win today. But all you have to do to win a copy of this product is to two things. First, you need to correctly answer our trivia question, and then you need to come and pick up your copy here at the world headquarters of Wham, high atop, well, in the middle of the Euclid Building in the corner
and
of Midtown
Plaza.
And we're staying here. We can't
stay
be moved.
Downtown.
We shall not. We shall.
I
okay.
kind of like that because driving all the way to the other side of the city.
Yeah.
They've moved.
Yeah, no kidding.
It would have been a hair closer for me, though.
In feet, maybe.
Yeah.
But our
then I have to fight Ridge Road traffic instead of Lake Ave traffic.
Right. Our trivia question is it goes along with our news item here. 81 million Americans regularly use email. On average, how many pieces of email does each of us receive daily? And I'll take a close hit, plus or minus, say, 5.
That's fair.
Plus or minus 5. How many pieces of email does each of us receive daily?
On average.
On average. Yeah, because...
So from Nick's 20,000 a day...
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, I'm in the thousands, but it's not 20,000.
Yeah, same here.
All right, we're going to go to the phones now. You can give us a call at the numbers you know, 585-222-1180. Choice 1, toll-free, 800-295-1180. Your Verizon Wireless customers, just hit star 1180, and you can join us just like Phil did, all the way from Buffalo, New York. Welcome, Phil. What's your question?
Hi, I have a Mac question.
Yeah, how cold is it there, by the way?
It's about 9 degrees.
A 9?
Heat wave.
They're having a heat wave there. What's up, Phil?
I have three computers in the network, an iMac and an eMac and a PC, but the PC mostly just shares the Internet. And every day I back up a software, back up a scheduler program from the iMac to the eMac and just drag it to the folder on that drive. And it's been like lightning fast, and then the last couple of weeks it's gotten slower, and then now it just stops. On a 20 megabyte file, it stops at around 15 megabytes.
Do you get an error message?
Nothing. It's 20 minutes later, it's still trying. It looks like it's still doing it. It's kind of got that progression bar still stuck there.
How much space do you have on that eMac? The one you're copying?
40 megabytes. It's probably 40 gigabytes, so it's probably, I just got a few used.
When was the last time you've reset your network hub?
Well, I have a D-Link router,
mm-hmm.
So I thought maybe it was that, so I just used a hub, and it still did it.
Yeah, what we typically see sometimes is since the hub sits in your wiring closet or off under your desk somewhere, it rarely gets turned off.
Right.
And we've seen occasions where they just get tired and slow, and shutting them down for the night seems to work better. In fact, we've started recommending to a lot of our clients on long weekends, just turn everything off. Turn your hubs off, turn your routers off, turn your server off. Just let things rest for the week. It doesn't make any sense, but it works.
But it works. Yeah. Really works. But you said you did do that. You put in a hub that had not been running.
I thought it might be my router, so I plugged it into just a hub.
And the same thing happened.
Same thing occurred, yeah.
Well, what it sounds like to me is that there's something, it's not finishing up on the Emacs side. Have you done any, like, testing for...
Yeah, try a disk first aid to see if there's any damage to the directory.
Well, I did call AppleCare. They suggested two things, which was to boot from the install CD and run a check the disk.
Yeah, just that's disk first aid.
And then, if that didn't work, to install an archive. Archive install?
Yeah. There's a couple of different troubleshooting techniques now in OS X that we're starting to get used to. One of them is to make a new user and see if the same problem happens in the new user.
Well, he had me do that, and Then I got a spinning cursor and nothing happened. I had to turn the machine on.
All right. So, if a new user doesn't work, then it's a system-level problem, not a user-level problem.
Uh-huh.
The archive install option in the OS X installer gives you a brand new system, like the old clean install used to do in 9.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a secondary option under that called preserve users that will keep all your usernames, so then you don't have to reinstall your users. That will give you a brand new system and hopefully correct any system issues that that may have been causing the problem.
Okie doke.
So you think it's that because I couldn't do it in another user?
Right, and it's right. Something at the system level or even the network level, but since you tried a new hub, it's likely not that.
How do you boot to an installed disk?
Same way you always did. Hold the C key down.
Hold C key down?
Yep.
Okay,
you know, we got to go, Phil. Thanks a lot. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and Mina Francesco on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, only on 1180 WHAM.
There's only room for one number one, and we all know who that is.
This, the Rush Limbaugh program, where we seek the truth. A daily, relentless, unstoppable pursuit of the truth.
And the truth is that Rush Limbaugh is the most listened to talk radio program in America. Period.
This makes some people nervous. Because the light of truth is not something they wish to see shine.
Well, it's Rush Limbaugh. Weekdays, 2 till 5 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Business owners and corporate financial managers, how do you acquire the capital equipment you need to grow your business at a time when capital preservation is a must? In a word, leasing. Real Lease, your equipment leasing specialist, suggests there's never been a better time to put the power of leasing to work for you. Just like Real Lease did for Don Selkowitz, Mason Selkowitz Marketing.
As an advertising agency owner, I live in a world of deadlines and no excuses. I actually came to Real Lease with an extremely aggressive timeline to get a leasing deal done on some high-end digital cameras we needed almost immediately. And they came through for us with time to spare. And we didn't have to jump through hoops to make it happen. The application process was fast, the people were super friendly and helpful, and they made it happen. I came away feeling they were an extension of our agency team.
Real simple, real fast, Real Lease. Call 585-244-8855 to arrange a personal consultation. Online at reallease.com.
The Snow Country January Sale-a-thon is here, and if you're into skiing, riding, and winter fun, now is the time to save. It's 20 to 70% savings on every make and model of ski, snowboard, and boot. Sale-a-thon pricing on all winter wear. Skis starting at just $99. Snowboards 20% off. Sale-a-thon pricing on all winter clothing from the North Face, Spyder, and more. Come into Snow Country now, because just like winter, these savings can't last forever. The Snow Country January Sale-a-thon. Don't miss it.
Soundbites, powered by Patrick Pontiac.
Ellendale Columbia School. Visit our open house on Tuesday, January 13th. For more information, please call 381-4560.
This portion of Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. Don't forget our trivia question for our fabulous prize this week is 81 million Americans regularly use email on average. How many pieces of email does each of us receive daily? And our next caller is John from Danville, New York. Welcome, John. What's your question?
Hi. I've heard you talk about it before. I wanted to know what your favorite email program is.
Well, there's three of us, so you'll get at least four answers.
That's
four of us, you'll get at least five answers. I personally use Eudora.
How do you spell that?
Eudora at eudora.com.
Okay.
And I like Eudora also, and I also use Netscape. Anything that's not Microsoft.
I'm on the program with Netscape, or what come with Mozilla.
That's a good one, too.
Yep.
Mozilla also has a standalone called Thunderbird, which is very good.
I see. The problem I've got, I've got a group that I'm in that sends a lot of emails.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to separate them out and put them in like a a different account or different file or something.
One of the nice things about Eudora and actually most of them is they all come with filtering capabilities.
They're sometimes called rules.
Or rules, right. And so what happens is you say, if I get an email from a certain person, or if the subject line contains X, or if the body contains X, then put it in this folder.
Okay.
And you can create all these folders on your machine or on the server, depending on how your server is set up. And then you can either automatically move the email there, or you can move it by hand.
I see. On your trivia there, what about 15?
15! Nice guess! Too low! But a nice guess.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Nice guess, though. Mm-hmm. Our next caller is Rich from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Rich. What's your question?
Hi. I got two questions, but I'll hit the main one first. I had a friend of mine shoot videos of my daughter's wedding this June, and he used his Mac to put all the videos onto DVDs. And anyway, I was out shopping around at Christmas time, and I had bought a DVD reader and a higher speed CD writer for my PC, and I was able to. I also went out and shopped around at CNET and decided to buy a Plex Store 8X DVD writer.
Uh-huh.
So my first job was to copy these DVDs, and I copied them, and I was able to read them on both the DVD reader and also the DVD writer on the PC where I did the copy. But when I took them to another computer in the house and tried to read them on that DVD reader, I would only read the originals. It wouldn't read the copies. And I'm not sure, you know, what the problem is.
A lot depends on what copy program you used and how exact a copy it makes.
It was Daptec DZ or Roxio DZ CD Creator 6.
And you used the copy disk function?
Yes.
That should have worked. The big trick with CD Creator is you need to finalize the session so that that disk is readable on other computers. But a copy should do that for you.
I'm not so sure.
It should.
Yeah, it should. A lot of things.
Yes, it should.
Yes, it should.
It should.
Now, did you use CD Creator or DVD Creator?
I used the CD. I just launched the Easy CD Creator. It's the first time I've used version 6, so I wasn't necessarily completely familiar with the interface.
But they merge CD
I just
and
chose
DVD
this copier.
I don't know if Easy CD Creator merged their CD and DVD copy.
Check to see if there's a DVD copy option that's separate from this. You know, scroll down that length of icons there.
Okay.
See if there's a DVD copy option, which may be what you need.
Right. You may have got a data disc with video on it and not a video disc that it needs to be.
I see.
Is this both a plus and a minus R format?
This was a Memorex 4X, I believe, plus. I don't know if it's...
There's the problem, too.
Yeah.
Virtually every drive out in more than a month or two old is minus only.
So, I see.
So you have to use a minus disc to be compatible with older computers and set-top DVD players.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. I know that the guy that did the copying, or I should say created the DVDs in the first place, used minus because he said his Mac only used that format.
Yeah, minus is much more compatible across computers and with DVD players. Plus is a little more convenient because it has random rewrite features.
Right.
But until, you know, it's probably going to take a few years before plus catches on so everyone
I
can
see.
Read it. So you have
okay,
to use
excellent.
A minus.
I have one quick question. I have gone over this problem with Microsoft, and they haven't come up with a solution yet, but... I use MSN Messenger, and it's what's happening is the instant messenger, And what's happening is that it's constantly signing me out and signing me in again with an error message saying that you've been signed out because you're logged in a different place. And I tried changing the password several times, as Microsoft suggested. I checked to make sure that no other computer on the network in the house, you know, was running MSN Messenger.
It'd be nice if it told you where the other place was.
Do
you have children at college that might be using your account?
No.
Or away
no,
from
nobody
your house?
Else would be using my account but me.
Well, and if you change the password.
I've changed the password several times.
Does this happen on every machine you have?
No, because I haven't tried MSN Messenger on any other machine but one.
What I would suggest is you turn off the main machine, try it on a different machine. If it works, then you know what the problem is, and I suspect this is it, is that MSN Messenger is damaged on that main machine.
I see.
Yeah, it's not let go.
It thinks it's logged in somewhere else, even though the rest of the network doesn't.
It sees itself as logged in
twice. Right, right. If that's the case, then you're going to have to either uninstall and reinstall, or reinstall the newest version, or at the very least run the system file checker.
Or make a new account name.
That might do it. We have to take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show ever, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Planning a trip by air this winter? Here are some tips from the Greater Rochester International Airport. Arrive 90 minutes before your scheduled departure time to help make travel more enjoyable, safe, and secure. Try to minimize your luggage load by consolidating baggage where possible. Be aware of items in your carry-on bags that may slow your process in passing through security checkpoints. Log on to rocairport.com for new security measures and time-saving ideas. Have a parking plan. Our covered ramp garage protects your car from weather, and our speedy, affordable shuttle lot provides passengers with door-to-door service to the terminal. It's always best to park on site. The Greater Rochester International Airport, your gateway to hassle-free travel.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or *1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And we'll get back to the phones in just a moment, but before we do, I want to talk a little bit about our website. We'll start with the poll. Every week we do a poll. Last week's poll, Ms. Lollygag, who's one of the stalwart and mainstays of our...
We got to meet her sometime.
Yeah. Mainstays of our forum. Yeah.
Actually, she might be on TV now. There's a UPN show called Jake 2.0 that takes place at the NSA. He's a computer tech. You know, he's a low-level computer
Steve,
tech.
It probably doesn't really take place at the NSA.
The show takes place at the NSA.
But I doubt they filmed at the NSA.
Actually, it's filmed, I think it was filmed in Toronto, because people are saying they recognize landmarks.
Yeah, right. Last week's was from Lolly, and 400 of you voted in the poll. I'd like to thank each and every one of you. 400 puts it number 11 on the all-time hit list. The question was, where
still
do you
compare
store...
to last week's?
You're right. Where do you
Nick won with how many votes?
Get up off it. Move on with your life. Let it go. Let it go.
You should be proud of that.
Let me finish talking about the
5%.
Yes. Rob, Steve, and I know.
Combined. Now would be a good time to go out for popcorn.
He's got his little personal fan club.
I know it. He's got all his groupies. I mean, he even had one called...
I'm only in this for the groupies.
What was that? That one woman that you said you made your day? When we were doing the show, filling in.
Sure, Barb.
Yes. You should have heard it going off on
Hey, buddy, Barb. She hasn't called me yet, though. All right, listen. Lolly's poll was, where do you store your passwords? Most of you seem to store them in memory. I was shocked by that until I realized that most people only have one password. I have dozens.
Yep.
Dozens.
Same here.
For the various systems that I have, and so...
They may need dozens, but make them all the same.
Well, yes, and that's a bad thing. This week's poll is from one of our people in the forums, who calls him or herself 10-speed. And the question is, where do you get your printer paper? And the choices are take it home from work, computer store, department store, drug store, grocery store, and other. Please post a comment. A number of comments have already been posted. So far, we've had, 78 people post. And on the opinions page, we've already got 14 opinions, most reminding me that I didn't put down office supply store as much.
Yeah.
Or paper store.
But it amazes me. We've actually got people posting opinions about the poll as opposed to
other things.
Everything else that goes off on. So I'm actually kind of pleased by that. I believe I'll be leaving off an obvious choice in the poll every week, if that's what it takes to get people to be in the poll. And, of course, there are other interesting things on our website. The forums are the most interesting. There's lots of great stuff going on, lots of good answers being given, lots of wackiness going on, including our movie posters, our various logos, and all kinds of the secretly recorded calls that Moody Blues started. A lot of good stuff, so you need to check out the forum. The fun on Soundbites does not stop just because the show ends on Saturday at 2 o'clock.
So the new logo on our homepage means that I'm the sane one?
Yeah, I realize that's not right, but that's, what are you going to do? That's the way that looks anyway. Yeah, you're theoretically the sane one. I'm a big fan of the Reverend Jim Ignowski. Apparently not that big a fan. We're going to go back to the phones now. We're going to talk to Warren from Penfield. Welcome, Warren.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good. Thanks. I have an HP with XP Outlook Express 6.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I stop it from deleting the email after I read it and click on the close button? Because on my old computer, it had Outlet Express,
mm-hmm.
Number 6, and when I'd close it, and it stayed on the inbox until I sent it to another folder or deleted it, whichever I wanted.
Yeah.
Now it's deleting it.
It won't delete it unless you click the delete button.
Mm-hmm.
When you close the message, it's probably moving it to another folder, and that would be set in the preferences somewhere. It's also possible you're viewing your inbox as unread only. As soon as you read a message, it then hides that message because it's not unread anymore. We've run into that a few times where people say, my inbox is empty. Well, no, there's 1,000 messages in there. It's not showing them because they've already been read.
Yeah.
So there's a filter command that will filter unread only. And then there's a preference command that after I read it, move it to some other folder.
So you need to look for both of those and check to see which one might be set.
Yeah, under Tools, Internet Options.
It's in Outlook Express options.
Yeah.
Not Internet options.
Okay, I'll give that a try. I'll give you a test of 75 emails average.
75, good guess. Too high.
Too high, okay.
Too high.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're narrowing it down now. It's a good guess.
Just like Bob Barker.
Just like Bob Barker. That's me. Yes,
come on
indeed.
That would make us his beauties.
Okay.
My stomach is now turned.
Officially turned. We're going to go back to the phone.
As long as you don't have an affair with one of us.
It gets any lower.
I just did. Sorry.
Yeah, I was hoping to avoid that. We're going to go back to the phones now. It's Steve. Why didn't I remember that? We're going to go back to the phones now and talk to Cheryl from Greece, New York. Welcome, Cheryl. What's your question?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Who walked in?
Good. How are you guys?
Good so far.
I'm losing it. We bought a brand new HP computer for the kids for Christmas. We're running Windows XP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we've got Roadrunner. I turned it on this morning, and it says that I have a Trojan virus in my Word program.
Okay.
And I'm running Norton antivirus, and it says that the Norton little screen popped up, and it says that it can't do anything about it, or they're not Norton's not going to do anything about it, so I ran out and got a McAfee, and I have to install that. Will that help?
No. Likely, you got an email message that has a Trojan horse in it.
Right.
And it cannot repair it because there's nothing to repair. Viruses, you can get a message, a legitimate message that has a virus in it. It can repair the virus and give you your message back. Or you can get a message that's only a virus, and there's nothing to repair, and you just delete it.
Right. Did you open that McAfee yet?
No, not yet.
Take it back, because double-check on your Norton, because if that's a brand-new computer, you should be getting at least 3 to 6 months free service.
I think it's 3 months.
Yeah, and then just make sure that when you see the notices to renew, that you go online, and renew the subscription, and it'll be good for a year. It keeps you safe from viruses.
And that's only like $15 to renew the subscription.
Yeah, and also go to our webpage, soundbites.org. Go to the Security Tango page. You'll see a thing on the right-hand side. It says Security Tango. I would advise, since you're now on to Roadrunner, to definitely download and install SpyBot and Adaware and run those at least once a week.
Yeah, so it's not that there's something wrong with Norton. It's probably there's nothing to repair in that file, and you just delete it.
Matter of fact, under Norton, what I normally tell folks to do, both the newer Norton and McAfee have always had it. Instead of quarantining these stupid viruses, tell it in the options, when you go to set it up, go in and tell it to delete the file, because most of them are coming in via an email. So I just have it, if you know, it's coming in, and it's on an email, no, just delete it. If it's that important of an information or data, they can resend it when it's clean.
Right.
How would I know which email it came under, though?
It should tell you.
Yeah.
And it often doesn't really matter. The message pops up and says you have a virus, just say, okay, delete it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just get rid of it. Right, yeah, like I say, you can have that happen in the background. That's what I do with my McAfee. And we've set it up for folks in Norton. Just to, if it gets it, don't bother quarantining, because then you got to go into the quarantine and delete them from there.
The point of the quarantine is that some future virus, antivirus setting might be able to fix the virus. But again, it's probably nothing to fix. The whole message is a virus.
Yep.
Okay, I see.
Okay.
And I'll take a quick shot at the trivia before I hang up. How about 32?
32 is... too high.
Had to think there for me.
It's too high, but a nice try.
Nice, yeah. I'm glad he
did. Nice try. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, a minute, Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
This week, RochesterForLess.com has two more great discount deals. First Taste has a casual atmosphere with the best food on Park Avenue made from scratch. Be sure and ask about First Taste Catering. You can also save at Curves for Women on Mount Hope Avenue, offering a comfortable place where women can encourage and support one another while working out. Save this week at First Taste on Park Ave and at Curves for Women on Mount Hope Avenue. Log on to RochesterForLess.com for more details.
New York, there's a super selection of super savings going on right now during the second annual RV Super Bowl kickoff sale at Wilkins RV in Hornell. Take your pick from over 300 motorhomes, fifth wheels, and travel trailers. All kickoff price to sell now. New Keystone travel trailers, not only $11,998. That's just $113 a month and a savings of over $1,800. 25-foot Keystone fifth wheels, now just $13,998. That's just $129 a month, and you'll save over $2,500. Plus, come see the all-new Endura. It's the biggest motorhome in its class, and it tows over 10,000 pounds. And register to win $10,000 cash if either team scores a Super Bowl kickoff touchdown. Plus, other great prizes. The second annual RV Super Bowl kickoff sale. I'm now at Wilkins RV, exit 34th South, or 33 off I-86 in Hornell. But hurry, because it lasts only through the 18th. So take a short drive and save today.
Just when you need a price break, Lauer's Furniture presents their spectacular January Jubilee. Your opportunity for quality home furnishings at very special January savings. Lauer's Furniture at 3300 Monroe Avenue wants you to experience the pride of owning fine furniture at savings of 20 to 50% on select special buys, floor samples, and unique one-of-a-kinds in every department. Choose from a wide selection of savings in living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, leather, occasional, and more. Lauer's is also reducing all accessories by 30%. 10%. Some accessories are 80% off. Save 10% off all special orders. Take advantage of 12-month free financing to qualified buyers and free delivery during our great January Jubilee. Register to win a $500 gift certificate, no purchase necessary. So hurry into Lowers, Rochester's finest, for our January Jubilee going on now. Just shop, relax, and enjoy the savings. Lowers Furniture, 3300 Monroe Avenue in Pittsburgh Place Mall. At Lowers, your home.
Would you like to provide for your family now and for generations to come? Then get to know our family, the financial experts at Genesee Valley Trust.
Hi, I'm Brian Costello with your financial update. It's a new year, a time when people set goals and make a commitment to renew themselves mentally and physically. It's also the perfect time to renew yourself financially, and Genesee Valley Trust can help. We would like to be your financial partner. Using our disciplined process, we can develop a unique financial strategy designed to meet your goals today and keep them on track in the future. Through asset allocation, financial, and retirement planning, we can help ensure that financial security is one New Year's resolution you won't break this year. And that's your financial update.
Managing and protecting your assets, earning your trust. At Genesee Valley Trust, we treat you like an owner, enabling you to achieve your financial and family goals. Genesee Valley Trust, you've come too far for anything else. Call 586-6900 today.
Don't Oldsmobile deliver soundbites.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenfield Computer Services.
Legal questions or comments? Then be sure to join me, Rochester attorney Frank Sigelski, for Answers for the Injured this Sunday night at 7 on 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
Hi there, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton. And you know, it's exciting to know that there's three separate ways you can get a hold of us on the phone. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
All right, before we go back to the phones, which we'll do in just a moment, I want to draw your attention to one exciting thing on our website. If you go to soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, Francis probably wouldn't care to remind you anymore, you can see on the left there are FAQs and links galore, some of the most creative and funniest and interesting people I've ever met. And each and every one of them has done a great job. The 12 Days of Christmas is up there, and then this great collaborative poem, The 6 Days Before Christmas. And you really owe it to yourself to read these. They're both exceptionally well done, and I'm thrilled and delighted. I want to congratulate everybody who was part of that. It's phenomenal. We're going to go back to the phones now. We're going to talk to Mary, calling all the way from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Mary. What's your question?
My husband and I want to buy a new computer.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
We are not geeks. We use it for playing games, for correspondence, and for email. I'm wondering what it is I need to specifically look at. One of the things I'm concerned about is I wanted to get speed of 500 or megahertz of 512. I'm not very technically inclined.
Right. All right, here's basically what you want. Excuse me. All of them are going to come with Windows XP on it. So you want a minimum of 512K memory.
Megs
of memory.
Or sometimes called RAM.
Okay.
All right. I'd say if you're going to be doing a lot of games and other stuff, I'd go with at least a 60-gig hard drive.
Okay.
Hard drives are not that expensive anymore.
No, they come way down.
Yeah, get a CD burner on it.
Yep.
The other thing, if you're big into games, I would go with a 64-meg video card.
Okay.
The other features are, you know, I mean, a lot of them nowadays are cutting out the floppy drives because very few folks use them. What we use more now is it's a little device that plugs now because most of the computers nowadays, they have USB right on the front. It's called a data traveler, or it's a flash memory stick that literally
thumb
go,
drives.
Yeah, yeah, thumb drives. There's
keychain drives.
Keychain drives. They go by all different names, and you can put anywhere from, they've got them for 64, 128, 256, 512 K of memory.
Meg. What did I say? And that's a way to carry information from computer to computer,
computer
needing to write floppies.
The other thing I, though, would suggest, since you are going for a new one, and, you know, if you're going to be treating yourself, go for the 17-inch flat panel screen. It's really not that much. They've come down in price. One, they take up less real estate on your desktop, and they're easier on the eyes.
Now, there's no flicker or refresh like a CRT screen has.
And there's a little bit more information on our website at soundbites.org. One of the links that you can go to is Dave's Basic PC Configuration. Probably time to update that. It's over 6 months old, which means it's completely out of date.
Well, all I got to do is actually the processor.
Right.
All that keeps changing.
Yeah, about 2,000 megahertz is as slow as you can buy these days. And even those are getting hard to find. 2.4 is more common.
That's the lowest you can get nowadays.
Yeah.
Okay. One guess on the email.
Go for it.
32.
32.
Was already guessed,
and it's high.
Bummer. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you, though, Mary. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Although it may have gone up since the report came out, we're going to stick with the report that came out on Tuesday, and that's where we're going to be. Our next caller is Dawn on a cell phone. Dawn, tell me you're not outside in this.
Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Tell me you're pulled over or not driving.
My husband's driving.
Okay, then. Talk all you want. He won't be paying attention anyway.
After listening to your show last week, we had downloaded your Stinger and the AdAware.
Yes.
After we ran the AdAware program, it came up with 110 files.
Wow.
That's not bad.
That's not bad?
No. I still...
Get rid of them all?
Well, my husband had quarantined them all, and then after he had quarantined them, we were having a problem getting back on the Internet. We couldn't get back on the Internet. Are there some that we should not have... quarantine?
No,
not specifically, but there's some that could have hijacked your internet service.
Right.
So by removing the spyware, it removed the spy's connection to the internet. So you may need to reset up.
Yeah,
your
if you go into
internet.
Your internet, if you go into control panel under internet options, check your default home page and make sure that that's back to the normal home page that you like to go to. Like I say, removing the spyware sometimes changes that, and it could be trying to take you to some porn site or some other, you know, illicit site that you don't want to go to, so you can change it back to MSN and just say, set this as my default.
Okay.
But make sure you also, when you install AdAware, and this is for everybody that we tell to download this, is the first thing, after you install it, that does not have the latest updated files on it. You have to install the program, then once you start it, down in the lower right-hand corner, there's a thing that says check for updates. Go and check that, and it'll tell you whether there's an update. It'll download it. Once it's finished, say okay, and then go ahead and run your AdAware.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dawn. Get inside. Get warm. We're going to take a quick break while Dawn does that, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and Meenik Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
If you miss Wham's Bob Matthews, you drop the ball.
And I've heard so many people over the last 24 hours say big deal if Pete Rose bet on his team to win. What's so bad about that? First of all, if you have a bet on a team and you're the manager, human nature says you are going to manage that game differently, at least subconsciously, in an effort to cash your bet.
Bob Matthews, weeknight 6 till 8 on the Sports Leader. News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Taste and health. You want both in one cranberry juice? You want Northland.
Northland has a kick to it. I like that.
It says 100% juice on their label. That tells me it's healthy.
Cranberry raspberry, cranberry grape. I love all their flavors.
Northland. A great taste and the health benefits of cranberry. Only Northland has 27% cranberry in all 9 of its 100% juice cranberry blends.
I choose Northland because it fits my healthy lifestyle.
Northland. 100% juice, 100% refreshing.
When I fell, my doctor didn't give me Tylenol. She gave me Advil.
I was surprised. My doctor gave me Advil for my back.
Advil is my doctor's choice for muscle pain.
Truth is, doctors nationwide choose the advanced medicine in Advil most for tough muscle pain, strains, and sprains. Advil gives you better relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Now I always make sure I have Advil in the house.
For better relief, advance to Advil.
It's endless shrimp. All the shrimp you can eat. Now at Red Lobster. For your love of shrimp scampi. For your love of freshly breaded shrimp. For your love of popcorn shrimp and shrimp pasta. It's endless shrimp at Red Lobster. All the mouth-watering shrimp you can eat. For a limited time. Only at Red Lobster.
When the wind is howling, when the streets are covered with snow, when it's the kind of day you'd rather not go outside at all, it's the perfect day to test drive a Subaru. This is the perfect opportunity to experience the exceptional traction, balance, and control of the Subaru symmetrical all-wheel drive system standard on every Subaru built today. Like the Outback, Forester, Baja, and WRX. A system that constantly monitors driving conditions, automatically transferring power from the wheels that slip to the wheels that grip. On all sorts of roads, in all sorts of weather. Yes, it is the perfect day to test drive a Subaru. Assuming you can reach a Subaru dealer in what you're driving now. Subaru, driven by what's inside.
2003 isn't over yet at your Subaru dealer. Come by for extraordinary prices and financing on every brand new Subaru in stock. All with all-wheel drive, all with motivated savings. Hurry before every bit of 2003 is gone.
Closing in on 10 consecutive years of broadcasting, it's the Brenna and Brenna Law Forum this Sunday morning at 8 on 1180 WHAM.
50,000 watts. Huh. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
Where? Oh, I missed him. No, wait, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Sound Bites.
You sure?
We're still waiting for an answer to our trivia question 181 million Americans regularly use email. On average, how many pieces of email does each of us receive daily? So far, 15 is low and 32 is high. So our next caller is Dennis from Perry, New York. Welcome, Dennis. What's your question?
Hello, boys. 25 is the answer.
25 is close enough.
All right.
Yay!
The correct answer is 26.4, but I'll take 25 as being plus or minus 5.
Simple mathematics. Thank
you. There you go. And plus or minus 5 in whole numbers, rounded down.
Yep.
25.4. Right. Very good.
I do have a question.
No, too late now. Forget that. No question.
Call next week.
Okay, what's up?
Well, I got a new DV camcorder for Christmas and a FireWire cable with it. And I want to know how big of a hard drive I would need to edit video.
As big as you can have.
Yeah.
what does it run? About a gig an hour? Something like that.
No.
Oh, I wish.
Less. No, it's a megasecond for low quality.
Well, DV quality is, it's 110 megs. I used to know this. 110 megs an hour in DV.
Start with 120, then you can always,
You can always add more.
Well, yeah, how many?
Yeah, how long?
How long are these things going to be?
Well, they're going to be family pictures mostly. I would say 20 or 30 minutes at the most.
Okay. You need, the way a lot of these work is you need room for three copies of whatever you're editing.
Oh.
You've got the copy that you're editing. You've got two scratch areas. So you're going to need three times whatever you're editing.
Right, what you used to have, what you have now, and what you're changing.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So basically I would suggest you start with the biggest drive you can buy and go from there.
USB,
yeah,
right?
Boils down to about 4 gigs for 2 hours when you actually burn it to the DVD. Uh-huh. But when you're running it raw, well, raw DV is only a few hundred megs. No, it's 10 megs a second, I think it was. So raw DV isn't really that big. Raw video is 30 megs a second.
Okay.
So raw video eats up a lot of space.
And what software do you guys recommend for doing video editing?
iMovie.
Stop it.
Which comes built in with every Mac.
PC.
Microsoft's Movie Maker is...
So. You're getting what you pay for.
As with everything free from Microsoft, it is workmanlike.
Mm-hmm. How about that ULEAD product? Have you ever heard of that?
ULEAD is a pretty good company, and most of the products that I have seen from it are good. I have not used that particular one myself. I don't do any DV editing at the moment. But everything I've heard about ULEAD and the products that I have used from them have all been terrific.
Yeah, I've got their still picture editor, and I like it.
Yeah, good products.
Well, thank you. How do I pick up my prize now?
Well, what you do is you stay on the phone, and the magnificent Rob Linton will actually get on the phone with you and give you the requisite information, take your requisite information and give you the directions.
Adobe Premiere and Pinnacle Studio is they're probably sort
the bell.
At the higher end of the consumer market.
Yeah.
Avid is Avid and Final Cut. Well, Avid was PC or Mac. Final Cut is Mac only. That's sort of the premier Hollywood-style video editor.
Yep. So stay on the line, Dennis, and Rob will be with you as soon as he gives us Phil on a cell phone. Phil, why are you outside?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi.
Just taking the kids all over town. You know how that works.
I've been there, done that, doing it daily. Yep.
I've got a question. My Internet Explorer, I use XP. I've got Internet Explorer 6 point whatever. I get all the updates and all that kind of stuff. It's opening up outside of the screen. I know that sounds crazy, but you can see that it opens up because on the taskbar on the bottom, there's a button for it. When you minimize it or maximize it, it kind of jumps off the button and seems to want to open up outside of the screen. It's very strange. Any ideas?
Some JavaScript that ran, probably to open a pop-up window, set the literal size of a window. The usual fix for that is instead of, do your maximize so then it fills your screen.
Right.
And then do a manual resize of the window and then quit Explorer so it saves that as your new default size.
Okay, but how do I do the manual resize when the window is way outside of the...
When you maximize it, do you see it on your screen?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Then there's something more wrong.
Your first place to start is go into the control panel.
Right.
Select Internet Options.
Right.
And clear out your cache.
Okay.
The theory is...
I'll clear out my cache. Is that like deleting all the temporary files?
Yeah, all of that stuff. Do all of it.
Right.
The theory is that will get rid of whatever JavaScript is running.
Okay.
If that doesn't solve it, I don't really know what to tell you at the moment, except that if once you bring up the window, I know you can't see it, but you know it's up there somewhere.
Right.
Hold Alt key down.
Yeah, the move command.
And press space.
Okay.
Do that on a window you can see, and you'll see that brings a special drop-down menu.
Okay.
If you hit the M key for move, you will now be able to use your arrow keys
to drive it around
to move that window around, and you know, now you're driving blind, but theoretically you'll get somewhere.
And I know it's out there somewhere.
And when you get it where you want it, hit enter.
Okay. Thanks for your help.
There you go. Good luck.
Bye now.
You've got an adventure ahead of you, Phil. What could be more exciting than that? Our next caller is Linda from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Linda. What's your question?
Hi.
Hi.
We were disappointed because we had the family sitting around the kitchen table having lunch, having hot chocolate, and we would have gotten the answer, but oh well.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, we are too. But we have a Mac question. We have virtual PC on our Mac. And we understand, my husband, the Mac disciple, that Microsoft has bought it and will not update it.
They bought it and they are updating it. They just announced version 7 this week.
Okay, they are updating it.
Yep.
Okay, well then that answers my next question of what should we go to. Okay, all right.
Yeah, 6.1 is the current version. There was a problem with that it won't run on a G5. The new version 7 that they announced, along with Office 2004, will be available this spring.
Now, from my husband who hates Microsoft, I know that that's terrible.
Is there anything,
your life. Live it the way you need to live it.
Is there anything else that you would recommend?
There's nothing left. There were three or four other emulation products. FWB had one called Run PC, something like that. But they've all pretty much given way to Virtual PC.
Okay. All right. And I have to put a plug in. My husband got me onto Safari email, and it's wonderful. So for people looking for services, but, of course, it would have to be Mac. Safari is wonderful.
Yep. Very fast, very lean. A lot like Mozilla in that respect.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. A lot like Thunderbird. You know, I have to say it one more time. I think Apple is losing a big bet by not making their software available under Windows. I realize that it would possibly cut in on some of their sales, but geez and crackers, their stuff is so good.
That all goes back to the big definition is Apple a hardware company that makes cool software to run on the hardware they sell, or do they sell really cool software and happen to make the hardware it runs on?
Right.
Seeing how iTunes for Windows has taken off dramatically, it does make a lot of sense. If they're a software company, to make that software run on any platform.
Right.
But if they're primarily a hardware company, then they wouldn't want to.
And clearly they think of themselves as a hardware company that incidentally does great software.
Right.
Yep.
And that's part of Apple's advantage. They do the hardware and the software, so they know they can make it work very well together.
Right.
To Microsoft's disadvantage, there's so much hardware out there that it's difficult to make sure it runs on everything, and you probably have to add extra, you know, the bloatware to make sure that Windows could run on any type of hardware it gets thrown at.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Linda. I'm sorry you didn't get in on the trivia, but call again next week. We'll have another trivia question. Our next caller is Ray, who's also crazy enough, apparently, to be outside on a cell phone. Welcome, Ray. What's your question?
I've got two questions for you. First one is I bought a new laptop, HP Pavilion, and I was out using it, having a great time, and then went to get a bite to eat, and next thing you know, it went into hibernate, and it wouldn't wake up. There really were no instructions on how to make it wake up, and so I basically had to turn the whole thing off, pull the battery out, and restart the whole system. Any brilliant ideas on how I can do that without having to...
Well, theoretically, you just hit any key or move the mouse, and it's supposed to wake up.
Yeah.
It didn't do anything.
Or at the very least, just turn it back on again, and
it wouldn't even shut down.
Well, then it wasn't hibernating.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shut down.
It had hibernating and the little, it was scrolling. The dots that were scrolling. And
what that means is it never finished hibernating.
Oh.
So it wasn't hibernating.
Okay.
There are a couple of things that could have caused that. The first one, you're running XP?
Correct.
Go to the control panel.
Okay.
Select power options. Under power options, there's a hibernate tab. And in order for hibernation to work, you have to click the enable hibernation button. Now, I find it interesting that you can tell the system to hibernate and not enable hibernation. I think that's a design flaw, personally.
Okay.
But apparently they think of it as a feature.
Yeah.
So make sure that the enable hibernation is checked.
Okay.
And then it will tell you how much disk space you have free and how much will be required to hibernate. Basically, it's the amount of RAM you have minus a little bit.
Okay.
And as long as you maintain that amount of memory free, call it, you know, say you have a half a gig of RAM, you'll need a half a gig of free disk space. As long as you maintain that, you'll be good to go.
Gotcha.
Okay. Okay.
Now, part two of the question was...
He's going to have to wait. Hang on. Don't hang up. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, Ray on the cell phone, and Mina Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
So you're loving your new computer, but aren't sure which internet service to choose? Consider this. Do you really want cable internet service? Do you like holes drilled in your floors and prices that keep going up? Get Frontier DSL. Nothing's faster than DSL, and it connects right over your phone line, so you know it's reliable. Plus, you can talk on the phone and surf at the same time without the sawdust. Frontier DSL. Click. You're connected. Now just $29.95 a month for a whole year. Call 777-7-WEB to sign up. Some restrictions may apply.
Ellendale Columbia Schools.
Visit our open house on Tuesday, January 13th. For more information, please call 381-4560.
Sound Bites, powered by Patrick Pontiac.
There's nothing like the real thing, like furniture made from real wood. So why pay more for particle board if the real thing at Tule's Fine Furniture?
Fine Furniture has a newly remodeled, expanded showroom that's fully stocked. There's all kinds of beautifully crafted furniture. Dining room tables, chairs, bedroom sets, bookcases, cedar chests. It's all American-made, heirloom quality furniture that can be custom finished to your liking. And right now you can save by taking an extra 15% off all entertainment centers. You can always trust Thule's to give you a real deal.
Why pay more for part of the board? It's a real Tule's Fine Furniture.
Tule's Fine Furniture, 2199 East Henrietta Road in the Suburban Plaza. Call 334-5220. That's 334-5220.
Closing in on 10 consecutive years of broadcasting, it's the Brenna and Brenna Law Forum this Sunday morning at 8 on 1180 WHAM.
This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And on the phone we have Ray, unless he's frozen to death during the commercial. He should be back with the second question. Ray?
Still alive. Still alive.
Okay, excellent.
Got an admittedly old version of QuickBooks that I tried to put onto this new laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And I backed up all my disks, went to install them onto, and I had to use floppies because the version I doesn't support CDs.
You're talking an old copy.
I know. So, and short version is, it wouldn't back up. The program came up, it sees the disk, but it just wouldn't resize. You know, I click on restore, and it just sort of sat there looking at me like, yeah, that's nice.
Did you reinstall the program?
Yep.
And this is on, was on, say, a Windows 98 machine, and now you're going to an XP machine?
Correct.
All right. What you can do, what might be the problem since this is very old, there, if you've got an icon, say, on the desktop for this Quicken, or if you go to Start, Run, and go to Programs, right-click on the Quicken icon. Then go down to Properties. One of the tabs within 98 is a nice feature that you can, if you right-click on it, you go to Properties. I'm doing this right now. The last tab over is Compatibility.
You mean on XP?
On XP for that program. And you can tell it to run in, say, Windows 98 mode.
Okay.
And see if that solves it for you.
Okay.
All right.
The other problem could be that the floppy drive on the old machine and the floppy drive on the new machine are out of alignment with each other. There's not much you can do to fix that other than put a new floppy drive in the old machine. But if what Dave recommended doesn't work, you can try networking the two machines together and then moving the data over that way. But try this first.
Or even email it to yourself.
Email it from the old machine and read the email on the
or
new machine.
Or back it up from the old machine to the new machine.
Save with it, with back a different backup program.
To right. A different,
right.
Well, usually within Quicken, you can say... Well,
that's what he's saying doesn't work.
Export. No, export it.
Right, as opposed to back it up on a floppy, he's exported as one big file.
One big file out to the new machine and then say import.
Right. If they're not networked together, then you can export it, zip it, mail it to yourself, open it on the new machine, unzip it, and import.
There you go.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Sounds like a bunch of plans. Give one a try and let us know what happens.
Okay.
Thanks, Ray.
And I want to amend my answer to previous caller Linda about Windows emulators for the Macintosh. There is another one, apparently, written by the open source community called Wintel from a company called OpenOSX. And it is a full Pentium emulator. It's only $30, but you have to provide your own copy of Windows. So you buy the $200 Windows XP pack, which is why Virtual PC costs $250, because it includes the Windows license.
Mm-hmm. Right. So this is essentially the same price, $200 for Windows, $50 for the program. You're at the same price.
And I've posted the link on our link list.
So excellent, therefore, Linda, and your Mac rabid husband, or your anti-Microsoft rabid husband. Yeah. Now have the choice of, what's it called, Wintel?
Wintel. It's apparently from the open source Unix community who wanted to run Windows software under Unix. And since the Mac OS X is Unix, it was easy enough to port over.
Right. Excellent. And also, there's a thing called Crossover Office, which lets you run Office and stuff like that. You don't run Windows itself, but the programs that come with the...
Right, there's Star Office will run on the Mac, Think Free Office will run on the Mac.
Well, Crossover Office specifically lets you then run Microsoft Office on Linux. I don't know if it's available under OS. But those are just some choices. Check out, we've put a link, Steve has put a link on the Soundbites website under We Heard, website on your show, .. I'm going to have to rename that. People apparently don't in any way relate that to... the weekly links, so I'll have to rename it at some point. That's on my list of things to do. Our next caller is George from Victor, New York, in all my free time. Exactly. What's your story here, Victor?
How you doing, guys?
George
and Victor. I'm running Windows XP, and I'm running Internet Explorer, and about a month ago I downloaded another toolbar from eBay, and I set my toolbar up the way I wanted it and locked the toolbar. And it seems like every time I come back or I go to another page and come back, the toolbar is all over the place again. The eBay toolbar is gone. I can click on the bottom eBay logo, and it says, show in IE, which I click, and then it's back again.
Well, there's a couple of things going on here. First, you should be aware that most of these toolbar things that are so cute are actually spyware. So you should run the Security Tango and get rid of the spyware. That may stop the toolbar from running. Even if it's a legitimate toolbar, it sounds like it's a badly written toolbar.
Mm-hmm.
Was this a download directly from eBay?
Yeah, it was.
From eBay, not from someone on eBay.
No, directly from eBay,
okay.
From their website.
Then it's likely that it's not actually spyware. It's possible it's not actually spyware. But you really do need to check the specifications, make sure it runs under XP, and check to see if there's an update. Often enough, these things are just poorly written.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, but there's not much we can do.
It might also be conflicting with another toolbar you already have installed.
Yeah, spyware, that's what I was going to say, is there's another piece of spyware on there that's trying to take over that toolbar, you know, to change it,
possible.
So,
could I run that program you guys have that gets rid of spyware?
Go to the Security Tango.
Soundbites.org/tango.php.
And run both SpyBot and Adaware. And when you install them, update both of them first. Check for updates.
Adaware and SpyBot.
Yep.
Okay, guys. Thanks for your help.
Okay. Thank you so much.
According to eBay, it does work with IE6 under Windows XP.
Oh, there you go. It's just badly written then.
Mm-hmm.
Or, as Dave says, something's trying to take it over. Our next caller is Miguel from Webster. Welcome.
Hi. I have a question. I have three machines in my house all networked together. And there's a 98, a 2000, and a brand new XP. Now, I'm trying to network them together. I mean, I'm trying to get them to talk to each other. I seem to be able to browse into the neighborhood, find the network drive for the XP machine from the 98 machine, but I cannot see it from the Windows 2000. I see the machine itself on the browser, but when I click on it, it doesn't open it, and it's not available.
Did you set up the drives as being shared?
The XP came that way, so XP apparently...
No, but I mean on your other machine. So if you were trying to go from the XP machine, say, to the Windows 2000 machine or the 98 machine...
Yes, I have it to be exported, I mean, to be shared, right? I share, actually created a temp directory in each machine, and I try to look for them, and I don't see them. Right.
Do you see the machines themselves in the network neighborhood?
Yes. That's the problem. I see from XP, from the XP machine, I don't see the 2000 machine. But from the 2000 machine, I see the XP. From the 95, from the 98 machine, I actually see the XP machine, and I can get into the share drive.
Okay. Couple of things. First, make sure that every one of those machines has the same work group name.
Right, home.
And that's fine. And secondly, it's been a while since I played with peer-to-peer networking on 2000.
It's tricky on 2000 because you have to set user access privileges properly and create a username on the 2000 machine to log in from the other computers.
See, that's what's going on. It's popping up with when I go and when I see it, I click on it and it gives me a name and a password. But there's no name or password on the 2000 machine.
Yes, there has to be a name and password on the 2000 machine.
Yeah,
it requires you to create one.
Yeah, so all you have to do is log on as that person, whether it's administrator or somebody else. You have a login for the 2000 machine.
It may automatically log in when you turn the machine on, but there has to be a name and password there.
And all you have to do is use that same name and password. It doesn't have to be the name and password on the other machine.
Right, I understand, but how do I know what the name originally is? It automatically looks me on the 2000. So
well, but when
it's in the user control panel somewhere.
In the user control panel, it'll tell you what the username is, but it won't tell you what the password is.
And when he does that on the 2000 machine, he's got to be logged on as administrator, or none of this will take effect.
Right.
Okay, so if I just go into the 2000 machine, and can I create a new user and password?
You can certainly do that, and then give that user access to that directory.
Uh-huh.
Then when you go to the other machine, it'll ask for username and password, give them that one, and then that person should be able to get on. In fact, that's a whole lot safer than throwing your root password around the Internet. So that's probably the safest way to do it. And we, I'm afraid, are done for another week. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, and Rob Linton for all their hard work on today's show. We will be back here next Saturday at whatever time we're going to be back here, probably 12:20, I don't know. And I want to thank you all. Don't forget to vote in the poll. Get in on the forums and play along, and we'll be back next week. For 1180 WHAM, I'm Nick Francesco. See you next week.
Rochester's official winter weather station. News Radio 1180, WHAM, Rochester. A Clear Channel radio station.